Everybody, what is up? We are back with another episode of the Heralds. After a little hiatus, and there'll be a little one after this for a couple of weeks. But I am here today with, well, we're your Heralds of Pop Culture for starters. I'm here with my co-herald.
You are gonna leave me out. This is my co-herald. We are Heralds together. I am Harrison Hopkins. That's Will Wiggy. We wanted to do a proper send-off. Not send off, but you know what I mean. We wanted to properly say we're going on a break by doing an episode before going on a break. And we're doing an episode from my car, which we'll explain later. But we have a very important person to introduce.
We got our special guest, our friend Mocha, a.k.a. Michael Sweat. Other way around. Either way, say hi, Michael.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing today?
Michael, why don't you tell us some nerd things that you're passionate about, that you bring to the table that we don't?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Yep. Magic. Anime, and that's about it.
Star Wars.
We all have a bunch of Star Wars heads here, but you are the gaming, the role playing game, and the anime fan.
Yeah, and Dungeons to take.
That is true, but I'm still kind of new to that one, so I wouldn't necessarily classify myself.
So if you guys are picking up background noise, normally I have my mic, but it is being more of a pain in the butt than my little brother.
Fireworks.
So we went to PopCon today in Indy.
Yes, we did. We don't get to see each other very often, but we're stuck in a car together for the next 2 hours on the highway that you can obviously hear.
So we thought, why not record?
Why not record? Because we also just got out of seeing Black Widow. So we're going to talk about the news like we always do.
Who knew females could be superheroes?
Who knew females could be superheroes? We are in such developing, progressive times. We'll get into it. We're going to hit a little bit of news at first. We're going to talk about our experience at the Indianapolis PopCon. And then, yeah, we'll talk about the movie. So, as always, go.
Keep stalling, because I got to get my phone.
He's got to get his phone. I apologize now, because half of this podcast noise is going to be me driving. I'm going to focus my best not to hit anything. It's pretty late.
Where's the fun in that?
All right, I got the news.
Grandmas are worth extra 10 points if I hit one.
20 for handicapped
people. 20 for handicapped people. So, Will, I'm going to need you to get out of my car.
20 for crutches, 30 for wheelchairs.
All right. He got the news.
Starting the news.
He got the news.
No DC news.
No DC news. Moving on.
Wait, there is a new comic called Constantine. T-E-E-N.
Oh, he's a
teenager. For young readers. With Zatanna. But for Marvel, they released the trailer to What If, which was fantastic. We get to see what if Spider-Man was a Sorcerer Supreme. What if Killmonger saved Tony Stark? What if Peggy was Captain America and little Steve was in a cool robot suit?
It's called Hydra Stomper.
Hydra Stomper. We got what if T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman's send-off, was Star-Lord? But then we got to hear Watcher in the background and see him, and I'm really excited for that. What about you?
What did I think about it?
Yeah.
First off, I'd like to touch on something that we haven't talked about, which the trailer didn't reveal because we already knew about it. The animation style is it's kind of Iron Man Armored Adventures,
yes.
Star Wars Resistance.
Yeah,
which I like that animation style. It's kind of, you know, your 3D. I like it. The trailer didn't show a lot. I think we have an Ultron one. I think Ultron gets the Infinity Stones. I think we'll have that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. There's a few others, of course. Gamora, I think, becomes Thanos. There's like that one shot we see of all the Avengers, but they're different.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did you see the trailer?
I have not.
Okay. Are you going to watch the show when it comes out?
Probably.
I'm excited for Marvel Zombies. I feel like you're excited for Marvel Zombies.
Oh, too. Marvel Zombies. You know who wrote that?
Who?
Robert Kirkman, The Walking Dead King.
Nice. Oh. And Robert
Invincible.
And Invincible.
But I felt like Walking Dead was more in tune with the Marvel Zombies.
You're right. That's exciting. It comes out in August, and we don't have to wait that long.
Yeah, August 11th.
Yeah, so it's kind of
right okay.
Loki.
You don't understand how happy I am. August 10th is, I believe, Stargirl Season 2. August 11th is What If. August 12th is Titans. I'm set.
What about the Suicide Squad?
August 6th. I'm talking that consecutive three days. So then we got some Funko news. Kid Loki. Oh, spoilers for Loki. Kid Loki, Old Loki, and Alligator Loki, as well as President Loki, get Funko figures. which are really cool. Alligator Loki had me dead. And then Spider-Man No Way Home Funkos revealed some costumes.
Yeah.
The enhanced suit, which looked more Sorcerer Supreme-ish.
Yeah.
Then you had the new suit, which looked like the golden black suit at the end of Spider-Man PS4.
Oh, no, no. You know what someone pointed out?
What?
Okay, the golden black suit might be... Do you remember from Spider-Man Homecoming when they peeled back the layers of the suit in the hotel room to, like, take out the baby?
Yeah.
It looked like that.
Training wheels protocol?
Yeah, but, like, you know, the black and gold, that's what it was underneath the normal suit.
Interesting.
So that's what people are saying, like, is it just the normal suit just peeled off the red part?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a new armored suit.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it seems like that sorcerer suit. Mocha, did you see the new suits?
No.
Okay.
Look them up real quick.
Look them up real quick. It looks like the Iron Spider.
Spider-Man No Way Home Funkos.
Yeah. It looks like the Iron Spider suit in the black and red one from the end of Far From Home had a love child. That's what it looks like.
But it looks like the one at the end of PS4 for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And what I've seen for other things, it, like you said, it seems like there's some sorcerer tech in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hello, officer.
You find him, bud?
I'm trying.
Yeah, he's busy. It's been a long day. Yeah.
We'll come back to that.
We'll come back to that.
But the trailer for Encanto came out.
Encanto?
And that's the new Disney movie by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh.
Everyone has special musical-esque abilities, except for a main character who's trying to find hers.
I thought you meant, like, cast-wise. I'm like, oh, okay.
No. So it looks interesting, but not quite my cup of tea.
Is it Disney animation?
Yeah. And then we got Blade Runner Black Lotus, the animated series, was announced. And listen, Siri, we're doing a show.
Listen, I'll turn Siri off as soon as I'm on the main highway. She is saving our lives right now.
And do we want to get McDonald's when we're closer to home?
Are you hungry?
Yes.
I am.
We're going to stop at McDonald's, darn it.
And then Powerhouse Animation, the company who did Castlevania and the upcoming Masters of the Universe Revelations, are set to make series for Tomb Raider and Skull Island. I'm personally more hyped for Skull Island because I love King Kong.
Yeah. I don't know much about Lara Croft, but I know more about the Kong. So
Monkey.
That's an interesting, you know, like those are the two things you pick. Like we're gonna do Skull Island and we're gonna do Lara Croft. Those are our things.
Did you find them?
Oh well.
I can't find anything.
So let's talk about our PopCon
experience.
Are you done with the news?
Yeah.
Okay. We went to our first con. Well, first off, we went to Michael, our special guest, his first ever con in general.
He's never gone before.
But we went to our first con since the pandemic, which is awesome, right? It sucks that it's been so long.
And we went to a movie theater.
And we went to a movie theater right after that. So it was almost like things were normal.
Almost.
It was almost like things were normal. We went a few years ago together. This is our second PopCon.
And you went as two shooters.
I went as two different shooting people.
He dressed up as the Winter Soldier this year.
This time I was Winter Soldier just because enough people have told me that if there's any, like, superhero that I remind them of, it's Bucky. So I decided to grow my hair out, grab some guns, decapitate my left arm, invested in some metal implants, and I went...
Cripple me.
Cripple you.
And then Michael came because he loves anime.
He loves anime.
And there were quite a few people like Todoroki and Deku from My Hero Academia. And who were you excited to meet, bud?
I was excited to meet Meliodas from Seven Deadly Sins.
Meliodas was there?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yep, he plays Meliodas. He plays Reno Kumura from Blue Exorcist. He plays, I forget his name. Who was the Shockwave guy in My Hero?
Dobby?
No, he's from a different class. They meet him during the license exam.
I don't know.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, I know who it is. He's got the green armor.
Yep, he's the one who creates that giant shockwave.
Yeah. But I got to meet some of my voice acting heroes. Jim Cummings, oh my god. His resume's huge. Winnie the Pooh and Darkwing Jump, just to name a couple. And I love Darkwing. Rob Paulson, a personal hero of mine. From Yakko to Pinky to the original Raphael and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Donatello in the 2012 series. He's Carl, and I got to hear him say, Ma croissant. Multiple times. He's Pinky from Pinky and the Brain, Yakko from Animaniacs. He is my hero, one of them. and Maurice Marsh, who's the Brain, and Mr. Freeze in Arkham City, and Dr. Doom in one of the Marvel shows. I was in heaven. Oh, and I mainly met Rob Paulsen because I'm a Lilo and Stitch guy, and he plays Experiment 625, which is Ruben, Gantu's little sidekick.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was heavy.
He did the voice for me, and he was excited that I actually remembered, and because nobody's seen him for that.
It was a lot heavy on voice actors this year, but a few Rangers.
Yeah, the Beast Morpher trilogy.
Yeah.
Nope, trio.
Trio.
As well as the Gold Ranger. I got to talk to the Blue Ranger. He's a really cool guy. And I was so close to asking to try on the helmet because it was there.
Yeah, it was a nice helmet.
Love seeing the Power Rangers helmets. And I saw another Sword of Omens from Thundercats, and I will get it one of these days.
What are you going to do
with it? And my parents will.
What are you going to do with it? Can you even lift it? I don't think you can lift it. You're going to mount it above a fireplace?
No, I'm going to see the sight beyond sight, boys.
I don't even know what that means because I don't even watch the great, great show.
It's just Thunder! Thunder! Thundercats! Oh!
That's for you, Mr. Wiggy.
Then he goes, Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight. And he brings the sword down. And you know how the sword kind of has these little circles?
Sure,
at the edge?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you saw it at the con.
Oh, I saw it.
I saw it.
I was examining that thing hard.
Well, he puts his eyes beyond it, and he can see things that, like in other places.
Of course.
Oh, so a sword that lets you see things.
I hate you guys.
I want that sword now. Let's go back to that sword. I'm making a U-turn.
This wonderful man, because he called me ma'am and I said, oof, I'm a dude, let me get 10 free comics.
Which I'd like to point out happens all the time when we order pizza, so it's nothing new.
No, but then another guy went to give a 20 and he let me have the comic for free. I love my life. What else did we do? We saw some cool cosplays.
Oh, I mean,
I saw Killer Deathstroke.
We can just break down, like, some stuff we got. Like, I know you said your comics you got, but Mocha, why don't you talk about some of the stuff you bought?
Oh, some of the stuff I got? Okay. Well, I got this, little dice box for my D&D stuff. It's magnetic. It has it's an oak finish, so it's really cool. It has a picture of a tree on it. Inside I have my mini dice that I just bought. It's magnetic, so it's pretty well packed. It's really nice.
It's got a place for your figure, too.
Yes, it does. I also got some magic cards, of course, because
it's an addiction.
It is an addiction. I probably need to go to AA meeting for it.
Wouldn't it be MA?
Well,
Magic Anonymous.
MTGA, Magic the Gathering Anonymous.
There it is. That's the one.
Yeah, we'll found it. We'll start it. There's people out there that need it.
Yes.
Your Darth Maul?
I was just grabbing it.
Yep. Yeah.
We got a Darth Maul Funko Pop.
It's beautiful.
It's
which
nice.
Is my very first ever Funko Pop buying.
I took your Funko Genity too.
Oh,
you guys took
Lordy.
My pickle Genity earlier. At
yes.
Lunch.
Yeah, we went to Beat Ups for lunch and he had a fried pickle for the first
never
time and a
pickle
in general.
Never had a pickle. I hate pickles. Unless the only other time I've had a pickle is when I bite into like a McDonald's burger and I'm like, that pickle! And I spit it out. It's the only other time.
You worry me.
Yeah, just pickles.
So yeah, we had a blast today.
We did. It was a dude's day.
Dude's day!
Thank you, Siri. Everyone say thank you, Siri.
Thank you, Siri.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, what was one of your favorite cosplays you saw today?
A lot of anime things, which I don't know the references of. You know, we saw a few Mandos that looked really cool. I always love the Mandos. All the Star Wars people, they always go all out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd love to build a Stormtrooper. Or, honestly, I would probably take... I'd probably get a Stormtrooper armor before clone. I don't know. I like the look of Stormtrooper armor.
I think I'd make my own, like, not Bounty Hunter, but Mando armor.
Yeah. Yeah, what about you, Mook? Would you do a clone trooper, Mandalorian, or storm, you know what I mean?
Storm clone or Mando.
Yeah, thank you. What are
if I had to choose one?
Yeah.
I think I'm going
Plo
clone. Well, Plo Koon most definitely. I would definitely pull off a Plo Koon before anything else. If anyone doesn't know, Plo Koon is the best Jedi.
Which we had a running joke at the con today that they had no Plo Koon figurines.
Yeah, they
anywhere.
Didn't have a single Plo Koon Lego, but
yeah.
They had everyone else.
We even found Kit Fisto.
I was so upset.
One of my favorites.
We even found Ki-Adi-Mundi. Who goes and wants a Ki-Adi-Mundi? Who wants that?
Hermie the Spermie.
Spermhead.
Oh my lord.
But So you're gonna pick a clone. You're gonna customize your own clone commander.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you call yourself?
Mocha.
Yes.
Mokes.
There we go.
Yeah, Mokes. It's your street name.
So my favorite cosplay I saw was Deathstroke.
You saw Deathstroke?
It was Injustice 2 Deathstroke.
What?
It looked real.
Deathstroke's not in Injustice 2.
It was an Injustice 1 Deathstroke.
Nice.
There you go.
Yes, they replaced him with Deadshot in Injustice 2.
And he's a horrid character to play.
Yeah, Jacob Geller, our old guest, if he's listening to this, he hated that.
And then I saw a really cool, like, custom, I guess, Acolyte from Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Or he was his own custom Sith.
Oh, we didn't mention that they dropped the Star Wars, Visions.
Star Wars Visions trailer!
Yeah!
I don't like it!
It's okay, it's anime, you know, so Star Wars anime. You're gonna watch it, Mokey? You love anime,
Heck,
you love
yeah,
Star
I
Wars.
Am. Yeah.
My issue isn't Star Wars anime, is it feels like they're going to feudal Japan and taking away the Star Wars.
Okay. I don't know, I've always got, you know, you always get feudal Japan vibes.
No, I know, but it just looks like a straight up just regular samurai. Okay. Like, it feels like they're taking away the galaxy part.
Random question, did you like Batman Ninja?
No.
No? Okay, me neither. I was just checking, it was too different for me. But I'm unable to accept Eastern art.
Dude, you know what I can't get out of my head?
What?
It's Maurice LaMarche threatening Batman in front of me. Since he did the Mr. Freeze voice for me.
That's gonna stay in your brain as you go to bed tonight.
I just want to play Arkham City now.
Let's go home and play Arkham City and eat McDonald's.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, remind me, I have your gift at my house.
I have a gift?
Yeah.
This day keeps getting better. Let's keep going. do I want to talk about what I got?
Yes, talk about what you got.
Okay. Sadly, I didn't get any comments.
It was heavy and I carried it.
You carried it for me. Sadly, I didn't get any comics because none of them, like, jumped out at me. I could have grabbed some from the dollar bin, but I was like, I normally go if I can find, like, a rare comic that's relatively priced, but I couldn't really find any of them like that.
Oh, I found one you would have loved.
What?
It was the Flash versus Reverse Flash, and the Reverse Flash was threatening Iris.
Oh, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. But it's okay. We have the comic book store for that. We can get comics anytime. But what I got was, I had to get my Legos. If you don't know me, I was bigger into it when I was little. Now I don't really as much, but I still just the part of me.
Oh, shut up.
I don't
do. You have the Batmobile in your room.
Yeah, I buy the collector pieces
now. '89.
I don't buy the toys anymore to play with them. I buy, like, the display pieces.
Yeah.
Anyway, I bought a few Lego figures because they have custom figures there that you can't get anywhere else.
But no
Plo-Koon, which is a shame. But I got all the Bad Batch besides Neko. So I got, like, the original 4 Bad Batch. Then I got Moff Gideon, a custom Moff Gideon. And then I got Red Death, which is a Flash Batman villain from Dark Knight's Metal, which is really cool.
Keep left.
Thank you, Siri. Those are my...
Need it anymore, right?
Wait, in like a second, in 15 feet. Now I know. Okay.
We try this all the time.
Okay. So, one sec. Let me just turn her off. Okay. I'm pretty good at that with women. Okay. So the next thing I got was there was this really cool art stand that, you know, not only just sold art, but it was like the art of a character or a movie, and then like the background was like the sheet music for like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was the Imperial art.
Yeah. So I got Dark Vader.
Darth.
Dark Vader.
I hate you.
I got him, and it was the Imperial March sheet music behind him. So it was really cool. It's an interesting new type of art. I wanted to get it.
I would have bought the Darkwing Duck one.
Did they have Darkwing Duck?
They did.
Okay. Yeah.
You pointed it out to me.
Okay. The last thing I got, which you were complaining about, that's very heavy. I am a nerd that likes to drink now.
We love coffee.
We love coffee. I bought 2 coffee mugs. So there you go. But I got my 2 coffee mugs I got. Where I got a Master Chief coffee mug.
Nice.
And I got a Stan Lee coffee mug.
Ooh.
Which the Stan Lee one was actually free because I spent like a certain amount of money. So
Stan the Man?
She gave me a free Stan the Man coffee mug. And then I got a Godzilla adult drinking sipping glass, should I call it?
Just call it a mug.
No, it was not a mug. I'm talking, I got a shot glass.
Oh, you just call it a shot.
Okay, I got a Godzilla shot glass. And then I got a Witcher mug. Just because it was either going to be Witcher, Game of Thrones mug, you know, because if you know those shows, they're all about drinking their ale out of those, like, mug things. So I was like, I got to get one for one of those. So I got that was the heavy stuff you were lugging.
Ooh!
A glass mug, 2 coffee cups, and a shot glass.
Nice.
Yeah.
So my show, Atypical, came back and I didn't know.
I don't know what Atypical is.
It's about a kid with autism. It's beautiful.
I know they made a documentary about you.
God, I hate you. Joke's on you. I got more chromosomes than you.
Oh my god. Okay. Did you get anything besides your comics? I forget.
No, I just got a plethora of Teen Titans comics.
You got
that's
your
what
picture,
I'm collecting.
Right, or your autograph? What'd you get?
I just got pictures.
You got pictures. Right?
I prefer just the pictures.
Well, you got pictures and autographs, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice.
But the one thing, I'm on a no Funko Pop thing right now because I'm moving.
I'm so proud
but
of you.
I was dying.
I'm so proud of you.
You don't understand how badly.
There were a few good ones today.
How badly I wanted that Darth Revan and Darth Malak in the Darth Maul that I let Mocha get.
Yeah. There was another one right behind him, so you could have gotten it too.
Mother Hubbard! I was dying, man, on the inside.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I'm surprised you held this. Yeah.
I'm 4 months strong.
Wow.
It is an addiction.
Pop, Funko, what would it be? Funko, Pop, and I, FPA?
FPA.
FPA.
Oh.
It's almost like the FDA, but not really.
Yeah.
What else? I was wondering if it was going to be crowded, because, like, COVID.
But I didn't expect it to, because I know a lot of people are still scared to go out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, will it be crowded? It was very crowded.
Yeah.
It was very, like, packed.
I was so mad. I went to Rob Paulson's booth with no line, but he had to go to a con, or a panel, which I wasn't mad about that. When I got back, the line ended up near Maurice LaMarche's.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
I was like, oh, God.
What else was I going to say? A lot of people came up to me, which one of the main reasons I cosplay is because I like people to, like,
he likes the attention.
I like the attention. And so a lot of people, a few people asked, like, two people asked to get a picture with me, but then, like, some people, like, since I was Bucky, they would, like, do, like, the code words that, like, turn, you know, make Bucky go crazy. From Civil War, and, like, people just start saying that to me, which I hear people do that to Sebastian Stan on the side of the road, which is really funny.
Could you imagine if he went into Winter Soldier mode and just punched a dude in the face?
Which, they also do that, but then nowadays, they also try to, like, push his left arm, like, in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier and hope it pops off.
Could you imagine if he had an actual prosthetic? How douchey would you feel?
Just falls off. But yeah, so it was definitely my top three cosplays I've done.
I've bullied someone with a prosthetic before.
What'd you say?
I've bullied someone with a prosthetic before.
No, you have not.
Yeah, they kept doing I got your nose, and I got annoyed, so I pulled her leg and said I got your leg.
Oh my god. Will.
This is what happens when you make me go to cripple camp.
Who took you to cripple camp?
My mom made me between 8th grade and freshman year.
That sounds
year.
Like the least your mom thing to do.
She's like, you'll have fun and meet others. I don't like handicapped people. Let's get this straight.
Handicapped people are worse.
Right?
Yeah.
Right now.
They're so sad.
Good thing I'm not handicapped.
Good thing you're not handicapped.
But yeah, she kept doing it and I got pissed off, so I yanked her leg away. I got your leg and threw it.
Oh, we went to a fellow podcaster's booth.
Oh, that was so insightful.
Yeah. So, a lot of, you know, they gave us some ideas on how to grow the channel, because that's Will and I are always looking to grow. We're growers, not showers.
I've been trying to grow to 5 feet for 21 years.
That's not really what I meant by growing and showing.
Oh, my bad. We're growing the show, not growing.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Keep talking.
So, but after that, we decided we're going to keep doing the boys thing and see Black Widow.
We saw Black Widow. Came out today. Maybe the first Marvel movie in 2 years. Do you want to do, like, a little bit of, because it's not too much to spoil, but there is something in there. So
Black Widow dies a second time.
She dies again. Who knew? She dies and comes back to life. And then do you want to do a little bit of non-spoilers, boys?
We never do that.
We can do a little bit of non-spoilers for people. Fine. Well, the movie came out today.
But we never do that.
Okay, we're just going to go into it.
Stay on brand.
If you haven't seen the movie yet, you can either go to a theater like a real man, or you can be a chump and watch it on Disney Plus.
Or they price gouge $30 because the Blu-ray is not even that expensive.
Yeah. But if you think about it, you split it between three people, that's the same thing as a movie.
I just said the Blu-rays aren't even that expensive.
Yeah, but you have to wait.
To me, but I'm saying make it the same price.
What's a Blu-ray, like $20?
$20. Okay. So basically it follows her adventures with her family that she was forced to have. She's not down, but the rest are. We're family, we love you. And she's like, screw off.
It takes place, just to clarify, because everyone's like, she's dead. It takes place in between Civil War and Infinity War, that time where she's on the run.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Now you know. You want to break down the family, each member? Because that's like the main thing about the movie is the family.
So the first one was my favorite, Alexei Shostakov.
David Harbour.
AKA Red Guardian. And I was actually excited to see him, but he was a chump.
You really think he was a chump?
He was a whiny little butt.
He missed the scene in the prison. He was going He was going to the bathroom when he was breaking people's arms while getting a tattoo in prison.
He was destroying people. It was pretty insane.
So I missed the big moment.
Well, yeah.
Like, I was like, that whole opening, like, introduction to him now was, like, to show that he wasn't a chump.
But he was also an idiot. He was a big himbo.
Oh, he was an idiot, yeah.
He was a himbo.
Yeah. But, you know, of course, if you don't know who Red Guardian is from the comics, it's Russia's attempt at a Captain America.
And he's the leader of the Winter Guard.
Yes.
Which I hope the MCU adapts soon. Sorry for the technical difficulties. My computer's being a butthead. But he was bragging about fighting Captain America.
You know what's even worse than that?
What?
We're stuck in traffic now! But if anyone died in the crash ahead of us, if there's a crash...
Rest in peace, sending prayers.
Anyway, back to the movie. We'll talk about Red Guardian, which they called the Crimson Dynamo at one point, which is kind of really funny.
Nice little nod.
We have a Crimson Dynamo in the MCU, though. It's what's-his-name's dad. We know that.
But we don't know if he's Crimson Dynamo.
I thought it said in, like, a newspaper.
Oh, did it? Cool.
I thought they were like, yeah, he was at one point Crimson Dynamo. At the very beginning of the movie, I think you were there for that, right? Where, like, it was the whole, there was definitely a crash of a lot of cops. We don't know if someone's dead, Michael.
Fingers crossed.
They're not dead.
Oh.
He is working with the villain at first, and it was a fake family undercover.
Yeah. And then...
he was sniping from an airplane wing, which
was
dope.
On from an I want to know how he got it.
He was sniping, too.
Yeah, he was shooting. He was undercover. The whole thing was he pretended to have a family, which he actually said at first he hated, but I don't know if he really hated it.
I think it was one of those he says it to make himself feel better.
Yeah, but you know, he does love beating people up.
Yes.
But they break him out of prison. They want to hunt down the Red Room. He doesn't know where the Red Room is. So then Florence Pugh's character and Scarlett Johansson's character go to meet the mom. I forget her name.
Melina Vostok.
Melina. Yeah. She was okay, right?
She was the most uninteresting, I'd say.
Uninteresting. She didn't have, like, a big character thing.
No.
Besides pigs.
Yeah.
She liked pigs.
That she named Alexi.
That she named after her husband. I'm doing air quotes.
So then White Widow.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll call Florence Pugh's character White Widow.
What was she, Mocha?
Hot!
She was hot.
Yeah, she was.
She was an attractive lady, and I love Florence.
Attractive
is an understatement. I know you probably haven't. Have you seen Midsommar?
Midsommar.
No, that's what
No, but I watched Fighting with My Family.
That's another one.
She played Paige.
She was Paige. But yeah, I'm the first one I saw her in was Midsommar, which I love Florence Pugh. You know, people have saying for the longest time ever since she got cast in this movie, which I'd like to say, you know, was like years ago because this movie was supposed to come out a while ago, but people were like, she's going to take over as Black Widow.
Nope.
But if she does, I'd be completely fine with it.
Oh, same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she will. They kind of set something up in the after credits, which we'll talk about later.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, there's, you know, some stuff can happen there.
That was a spicy boy.
Yeah, but she was great. Red Guardian might have been your favorite character, but Florence Pugh is my favorite character.
I would agree with that, actually. I think her little quirkiness.
Her sass and sarcastic.
She was very sassy. She was a younger, more unexperienced, like, because she had never stopped being a Russian spy, basically.
No.
Like Natasha. She was always a Russian spy, so she hadn't really, like, seen the world or, like, done things. Like, she was like, this is the first outfit I bought before. She made fun of how Natasha hit her pose.
Oh, my gosh. What do you do when you do the leg and the hair thing?
You're such a poser.
You're a poser.
Yeah. It's interesting that she kept a Russian accent and Natasha didn't because she broke away.
Well, Natasha went west and she stayed in... Oh, we got to learn about Budapest.
We got to learn about Budapest. Yeah, she kept talking about what... We know what Budapest was.
Well, and we heard Jeremy Renner over the comms.
Yeah. But we found out Budapest was the time where Natasha and Clint went to go kill the bad guy's daughter. I do air quotes, bad guy's daughter, which we'll get into. That's very spoilery. That's the most spoilery part, probably.
So, what did we think of Taskmaster?
Tony Masters.
I hated it.
Yeah, hate's a strong word. MCU,
it's not for me.
I feel like the MCU got past their bad villain problem, but this was kind of a throwback to their bad villain problem.
Well, here's why I hated it. He relied on tech.
She. You want to just say it now?
Okay, yeah. It's the villain's daughter.
It's the... She,
Antonia.
Black Widow thought she killed the Russian dude's daughter, but she didn't kill her. She just kind of really maimed her. And Antonia instead of Tony.
Which is stupid again.
It's fine.
I can't stand gender or race bending.
It's fine. You know what? She was in the suit most of the time, and she was pretty intimidating when she was in the suit.
She was, but my biggest issue is his eye. He just watches.
I agree. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
But they had tech that kind of showed everything, and I'm like, no.
Everything in the MCU is just tech.
I don't like it.
Yeah, you know, Falcon's wings, tech.
Well, Falcon's wings kept in tech in the comics for a while.
Yeah, Vulture's wings, tech. Mysterio has always been
tech. Vulture's though. Tech as well for a while.
But, you know, I want to be...
Like, that was Spectacular Spider-Man.
I want a big feathery bird suit.
Okay.
I want a big floppy feathery bird suit. That
okay, are you a furry or something?
No!
Oh, furry confirmed.
No! No, you
stop
know...
Stop breathing, everyone.
You know my war...
Hold the red! Hold the red!
You know my war against the furries.
You take them out back.
What do you think? What do you think's in one of the bags Smoke is holding? Maybe it's a body pillow.
They're 15.
They're 15.
So
Harrison wanted a perverted teenage body pillow.
Anyone who's ever seen My Hero Academia, you know that the people from Class 1A are all 15-year-olds.
He wanted Sue, didn't he?
Oh my gosh, it wouldn't surprise me. You look like you're in.
He wanted to get froppy.
She had that froppy toppy.
Oh my gosh.
Gross. Hey, PG-13.
I bet they'd say that in PG-13.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, that's an innuendo that would pass.
Yes, sir.
Back to the movie.
Back to Black Widow. It was a great espionage movie that definitely felt like Bourne Identity or Jason Bourne.
Yeah, and it did. And that's totally what I was. That's what I wanted from this.
Same.
Movie. Yeah, I wanted a spy. I would have wanted more spy in this. We didn't have enough spy in this. Winter Soldier was more of an espionage than this.
I think my favorite little detail was watching her watch and quote James Bond.
Yeah. Yes.
That was great. Oh, and Mason, for being his own character poster and all of this, why?
Yeah, he didn't really need that.
He was in the beginning and the end, and that's it.
Yeah, he was kind of just like, here's a helicopter.
And he was a top-billed cast member.
Yeah. It was a kind of small cast. It wasn't a big cast.
No.
Honestly, the movie flew by. When I felt the movie wrapping up, I was like, there's no way it's wrapping up. I was like, oh my god, it's been over 2 hours.
What killed me is the main thing you see in the trailer, like the main scene, is the end scene.
Yeah. They show the final battle a lot, though, but the final shot's a very Sony thing to do, is when you show the final shot of the movie in the trailer, which they did.
So, I would say this is my third favorite solo film.
Okay. Can I ask what your first and second are?
First is Captain America, the First Avenger.
Okay, wow. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Second is Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
I love Jon Favreau, but the Iron Man films don't do it for me.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta appreciate, you know, the first one, of course, because it started everything.
I prefer Iron Man 2.
Wow.
What? I'm odd.
Wow. See, I'm one of those people that doesn't hate on Iron Man 3.
Now, can I tell you why?
Yeah, why?
Because that's when I feel like you truly get the personalities we get through the MCU. And the relationships and how they interact. I feel like that's when it really cements that. And that's why I appreciate Iron Man 2 more.
Yeah, I always just associated the start of the quippiness from the first Avengers movie.
Yeah. But it's in Iron Man 2.
Yeah. It's you know, when they just dialed up Robert Downey Jr.'s...
Everything?
Everything, yeah. They just said be a total a jerk.
Robert Downey Jr. associated with both Marvel and DC.
How was he associated with DC?
He produced Sweet Tooth.
Oh, yeah. Which, Scarlett Johansson was executive director? Executive
producer
on this movie, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So, okay, third favorite solo Marvel movie. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I can't rank solo films. I'm going to stick it right in the middle, I know, which is a dumb score to put, because, like, that doesn't tell you a lot. But it's a completely watchable, fine, nothing game-changing, but you know what? She deserved a solo film.
She did, and she did good.
She did good. It was good. Mocha, how would you overall say it?
Overall, I mean, I'd probably rate it a little bit above average. If I was going to rate it, I mean, it definitely wasn't a bad movie. It was entertaining to watch. And I mean, besides that, like, nothing bad really you could say about the movie. Like, it was pretty average, but... My personal opinion, of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're good.
Yeah. I mean,
all opinions are valid on our show.
That's a lie, unless you're a furry.
Sadly, yeah, that's terrible. Sadly, none of the fights were like
KKK.
That amazing.
Why? They're great people.
Oh my
Stop.
God, you can't say that on the podcast.
I'm African American. I can say that.
None of the fight scenes
you're
were
black
like
American.
That amazing.
You ain't got no Africa in you.
Wakanda forever.
We're still doing the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We banter.
Okay.
Let's go back to topic.
So after credits scene, that game changer.
Oh yeah.
Valentina's back.
They had from Falcon and Winter Soldier. I feel, since this movie is supposed to come out like before Falcon and the Winter Soldier was supposed to come out.
Or they have their roadmap set up already and they knew.
Yeah, but like no one would have known who that character was, you know? Like, so they would have had to film that recently. Because originally this movie was supposed to come out before that character was introduced in Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
So Valentina hired Yelena to kill Hawkeye.
Yeah.
So now the team consists of U.S. Agent and White Widow.
So we're going to guess we'll probably see Yelena show up in the Hawkeye show that comes out later this
year. And I expect her to either get Echo or Clint Barton's brother.
Yeah.
Trickshot. Or maybe even Jacques Duquesne, who is a swordsman.
That'd be cool. I forgot swordsman will be in that. Yeah. A lot of cool characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't kill off the villain. That's very important. They didn't kill off Antonia, so maybe we'll see
Taskmaster. They freed her.
They freed her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I like that.
She could still come back as Taskmaster.
Yeah. I liked the suit as a suit. I did not like the suit for Taskmaster's suit.
Yeah, it was very MCU version of it. You know, it very fit in that world.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, it was a tech, not a power, where in the comics it is a power where he has photographic memory, like, actually.
Yeah.
I wish I could just be a cop and just go in that left lane and just zoom by.
I mean, I'm military.
You're a military.
I have my ID.
Yeah.
So, we got that. God, you need to get caught up on our shows.
Yeah.
So, Loki, this time, I'm a spoil because I'm done.
That's fine.
What a episode! They're in the void, which is where you go when you are, not purged, but... What is it when they do the stabby-stabby and they go, did I burn alive?
Yeah, I should know this because I was watching it last night. Probed?
Not probed.
Pronged?
No.
I don't know. It's something like that.
It is... Prune.
Prune.
So it shows where you go when you get pruned and they see all the Lokis. Both to a Loki, Kid Loki, Old Loki with Richard Grant, which was amazing. But then President Loki, we learned, was a variant, along with Throg. Or Thorg?
I thought it was Throg.
It is. And you got to see Thanos Copter. But it was great. They kind of cemented the romance between Sylvie and Loki. And I know people find it weird, but it's proving what everyone said. You are going to love nobody but yourself. And that's what he's doing.
I always just think of that line from... The Boys, where it's Homelander talking to the other Homelander, and the Homelander's like, it's not gay if it's with yourself.
Oh my god. So we got to see the sorcerer ability of Old Loki, which was beautiful, since he relies on sorcery. Kid Loki relies on knives and ruled the land, which was cool. And then they go beyond the little creature to find the quantum realm.
Oh, the Quantum Realm?
Quantum City.
That's kind of cool.
And I can't stop freaking out because I was in a Facebook group where this one chick by episode 2 said, I don't think the TVA is real. I think it's a Wizard of Oz situation and the timekeepers are fake. And the timekeepers are going to be revealed to be fake, like robots or something. And really everything's being ruled from the Quantum Realm with Kang. And I've seen that episode 2 she said that and I'm watching this.
Oh,
like,
so oh, we're going to see Kang in the Quantum?
Possibly. We don't know. But with Ravonna Renslayer, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because she's still protecting the TVA.
Okay, but last time I checked, what's-his-name's character got killed. Is he not actually...
Mobius? Yeah. He was in the void, too.
Okay, cool.
Where all pruned things go.
Good. I want him on his jet ski by the end of it. He definitely was riding a jet ski in his past life, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Bad Batch. This episode was beautiful because it focused less on Bad Batch and focused on Ryloth again, which felt like real Clone Wars. And we got to see little Harrison Dula and Chopper. And they were trying to take back their city. The only time we really saw the Bad Batch was they supplied weapons. Thanks to Sid. But it was just a beautiful Ryloth story. I love seeing Ryloth. I love seeing the Twi'leks. I love seeing Hera. But I really want to know where her accent goes.
Did she not?
She has an accent. It's like French.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, all the Twi'leks kind of have, like, that French accent.
Yeah, but she loses it by Rebels.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'd like to know. But it was so cool seeing Chopper, one of my favorite Astromechs. Homie.
Yeah, what's up?
We're only at, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah. Sometimes our episodes are shorter.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
But,
this was kind of like a spur of the moment episode, I'd like to point out also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got through those, and now
it's time about some for recommendations.
Not yet.
Okay.
Thunderdome. Leonard Snart, Captain Cold versus Victor Price, aka Mr. Freeze.
We've been wanting to do this one for a little bit.
So, abilities for Captain Cold is his genius level intellect, leadership, mechanical engineering, tactical analysis, expert combatant, marksman, and thievery. And he has the Captain Cold snow goggles, which minimize the flash of every given thing offered by his gun within his field of vision.
Do you think they also help with, like, blue light when he's looking at screens?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice. That's
and his cold gun. Versus Freeze, who also has a genius level intellect, science, cryogenics, medical science, mechanical engineering, his cryo suit, and Mr. Freeze's cold gun.
So we got a couple of chilly nerds, you're telling me.
Cool guys.
Got a couple of cool, chilly nerds.
Nice to meet you, Batman.
We could do a lot of puns in this, but we're gonna
So who you got? You got Leonard or you got Victor?
You know who I got. It's probably my second or third favorite DC villain.
Captain Cold.
Captain Leonard Snart Cold.
Mocha, after all I read off, who you got?
Captain Cold or Mr. Freeze?
Oh, we're gonna go Captain Cold.
Yes, thank you.
Now, as much as I love my Victor Freeze in Bruce the Martian's voice, I gotta go Captain Cold based just off his mobility.
They're skateboarding down the highway.
They're geniuses.
Okay. That's one way.
But I gotta go that way just because of mobility.
Yeah,
he can't move as fast in his suit.
He can get the flash, Captain Cold can. He's really fast if he can hit the flash. Also, his cold gun's colder. It can hit absolute zero.
True. And, you know, he doesn't have to worry about Nora.
Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about Nora.
So, real recommendations, movie, TV, and comic book.
All right.
Movie, what you got?
Movie. I won't recommend, you know, watch, because that's lame. What movies have I watched recently? Let me think. I'm not going to recommend it, but I'm going to watch it because I haven't watched it in a while. I'm going to go back and watch the two G.I. Joe movies.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, because Snake Eyes is coming out, which we can't wait for on here on the podcast. So we're going to go. And I picked up a Snake Eyes comic book, which I'll get into
you
later.
Will die.
Yeah, I will die. But Henry Golding is a beautiful man.
Well, yeah, I can't argue that.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to go back and watch Rise of Cobra and Retaliation. They got to be on something. Paramount Plus, probably.
Nope. Right?
Okay, they got to be on something.
I own Rise of Cobra.
He owns Rise of Cobra, so I'll watch Rise of Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Try Tubi, maybe?
Tubi. Okay.
What about you, Mocha? Movies recommendation?
Oh, what is the criteria for this?
Any movie you like and watch.
Anything you've watched recently, anything you want people to watch that you think people haven't watched.
Oh, well, you said this is like a younger cast?
Yeah, there's a lot of young listeners we have, if any.
No, you can seriously recommend it.
If you haven't seen Remember the Titans, you are missing out on life.
He voiced a classic. We definitely talked about this, I bet, in our
sports episode, which we had no business doing.
We had no doing a sports real steel episode.
Real Steel won our competition. We had no business doing.
Rocky won our competition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rocky. It was Rocky versus, I think, La La Land.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We did a romance movies versus sports movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think my movie this time is going to be Nacho Libre, classic.
Another sports movie. That's on Netflix still, I think.
It is, but I own it, and it's beautiful, and Paramount Plus.
It gives me big Napoleon Dynamite vibes, which I realize.
It's the same director, Jared Hess. Okay, TV show, what you got?
Me?
Can't say Game of Thrones again.
I can't say Game of Thrones again. I'll always say Game of Thrones, because that's what I've been watching hardcore recently. What else would I like to watch? Because I need to watch a lot of things. I have to come back to me.
Can this car crash person just hit the reverse button in their car?
I think we're getting at it.
We're about to. Yeah,
I think we're getting at it.
Because I want McDonald's.
I can see the cops.
Sorry, TV show.
Oh, can I recommend real quick for a movie? I watched Fast and Furious 9 the other week. Fast and Furious. They drove a car in space.
His family
and Corona.
Those Dom Toretto memes are getting annoying.
They're very good, though.
It's so funny.
I saw one where, you know, the opening, the first episode of Game of Thrones, when, like, they're having incest, the brother and sister, and they push the
camera. No!
It's like, Dom, what are you doing? You don't do that to family. But anyway, TV show I'd recommend, and I can't do Game of Thrones. I've been watching a lot of Modern Family recently.
Oh my god, I love that show.
Classic. You know, it's on TV a lot, so I've been watching a lot of that.
Okay, Mocha, what's your show?
Oh, my show, just because
please
I got to...
recommend an anime.
I am going to recommend an anime, actually. Just because I got to meet him today. And it's not a really popular one, but Noragami. It's kind of an older anime at this point, but it follows a god of death called Yato.
It sounds like Death Note.
No.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's
a god of death?
No. Death Note is about a Shirigami, which is a which is kind of like an omen of death. But they're a little bit different.
So anywho, like a Grim Reaper.
Yes. But anywho.
Guys, wait, we're out of the traffic. Woo! We're driving again. Okay, sorry.
McDonald's!
So Yato's whole thing is that he is a really unknown god. And his whole purpose is to try to like be more popular and be known. And he's a real great fighter, actually, but that's besides the point. And he accidentally gets this woman killed. Partially. And the whole story is about trying to get her body back and getting her back to normal. And it's an absolute amazing show. If you like violence and fighting, it's great. If you like great plot, it's got it. Character development, on point. One of my favorite shows I've ever watched. And a sideline one, Blue Exorcist, because Blue Exorcist is great, and I met him today also.
So my TV show is either going to be Spectacular Spider-Man, because I'm re-binging.
Of course.
Or The Real Ghostbusters.
Oh, I forgot about The Real Ghostbusters.
Their episodes are on YouTube.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So check that out. Maurice LaMarche is Egon Spengler. I get to meet a Ninja Turtles!
Spengler.
And Egon. Picking the brain, the Winnie the Pooh, and Darkwing.
Alright, comic books?
Comic books, what you got, homie?
So I went to the comic book store with you guys a week ago. And I picked up a few. I picked up two new graphic novels, which is Batman Teenage Ninja Turtles 3, which I'll have to loan to you when I'm done reading.
I'll get my hardcover, it's fine.
Yeah, there you go, you get a hardcover, you hard master, I'm soft master.
I love the G.I. Joe reference.
Thank you. Speaking of which, got a Snake Eyes, a single issue, it's his origin story. I don't know what issue it is, but I picked it up, because maybe I'll finally get into the G.I. Joe side of things. And then lastly, I got a Daredevil graphic novel.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'll read all three of those, and I'll tell you how they are later.
Any comics you've read, Mocha?
Nope.
Okay, you can drop a book.
Any magic deck? Yeah, any books or magic decks you'd like to talk about that you got recently that you're very proud of?
Well, I have plenty of books I can drop.
Okay. Drop a book.
For the more advanced readers, if you'd like a lot of series, I would go with... I'm trying to actually find the name here. Sorry, give me one second. Where in the world did it go? Sorry. Red Queen.
Who? By who?
It is by Victoria... Aventure, or I can't pronounce her last name.
Avant-garde.
But yeah, it's a great
avocado.
It's a great book.
It's
a series. Basically, it's about there's two different types of people in the world. There is red bloods and there's silver bloods. And the people with silver bloods are kind of turned into mutants. And they have special powers based off of what house they're in. And they basically rule the world. And reds are slaves. They're treated like garbage, yada, yada, yada. And it follows a young girl's story about how she meets a prince and how she falls in love and how unexpected life can be.
Nice.
That's beautiful, Mocha.
That is beautiful.
Thank you. I should take a bow real
quick. Should read audiobooks.
I should be an audiobooker.
Yeah.
I can show you how to do that.
I can read books, like, out loud.
Like, I can show you how to do that.
Those,
I know how.
That book's, like, 1,000 pages. I'm good.
It'd be fun, though. Like, a soothing voice of yours. Real philosophical. Is that all of our recommendations and things?
No, my comic book.
Yeah, your comic book.
I got Milestone Returns Static Number 1, and it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
I'm excited for the Milestone Returns. I love the Milestone universe. That's what I get mad when DC tries to race change when they have this beautiful universe of Milestone. That they could just adapt, and I'm excited for Michael B. Jordan's Static movie. So Static Number 1, check it out. And that would be all. So stay geeky, my guys.
Stay geeky.
We'll and gals and pals.
We'll be back in a few weeks. We'll take a bit of a hiatus. Furries and all, thank you. Not really. If you're a furry, stop listening to the show.
Yeah. You're so horrid.
Yeah. We should probably have Asher on eventually, our third Herald. We'd like to thank our special guest for this episode.
Yeah, I feel bad. I told him we're not doing a show for a while, and then we do a show behind his back.
That's okay. He didn't see the movie. He didn't come to Con with us.
He's not as important.
He's in Colorado.
He's in Colorado, but he's a weenie.
What a
Mocha, thank you for joining us on this week. We'll have to have you on for more.
Happy to be here.
Yes. We'll have to do an anime episode where I just don't know what I'm talking about.
We'll just stick with My Hero. Do a My Hero episode.
I can show you all of the anime.
Or I'll binge Seven Deadly Sins for you.
Asher would get into that too, so it could be all four of us. It'd be nice.
Alrighty, so stay geeky.
Stay geeky. Mocha, say it.
Stay geeky! Woo!